Iowa.
I'm not recording it this time.
Yeah, we try to record them all if you can keep people's mouth and mind on the object. We can post them. Otherwise, we can't.
I understand.
We've got over years recordings and can't use them.
I know, we keep on interjecting.
Well, that's got to stop. We're not getting our people in like we should. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I didn't receive anything on the 11th at all.
Hard to tell where it went. Should have come from the Akurians.
I'll go check my AOL site and see if it's from there.
Got a couple of real nice articles from Lori Price's organization.
Mm-hmm.
About 911, one of the airplanes, get this, was on the air with ground control 20 minutes after it was supposed to have crashed. Does that smell a little bit to you?
I'd have to say that was unusual.
Ah, to say the least. Hello.
It's Pete.
Dusty's going on mute.
Okay, honey.
Someone else just came in?
Yeah, it's me, Patrick.
Diane here.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Ernie.
Got mail.
Damn, that makes one in a row that I've got mail.
We've got Bobby, Shailon, Pete, Diane, Patrick, Dusty, Ernie. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, I think that's where we are at the moment.
I see two. Okay. State officials.
And for those of you that get a chance to check your email, there's some good stuff up. And 911 is a long way from over. How can that plane be on the air 20 minutes after it supposedly crashed? Mm-hmm. We know that the crash in Pennsylvania was a phony. And the one that hit the Pentagon was a phony.
Bobby, did you send something out in regards to that? This is Dusty.
Yes, I did. Lori Price, that has CLG News or does the work for it. I don't think she owns it. Had a couple of articles in it. And while I don't agree with every word out of Lori's mouth, wherever she says there's smoke, you can damn well find fire every time. And we've been subscribers for I don't know how long now. And she doesn't write much opinion herself, but when she does flag one, pay attention to it, because that one's really got some heat in it. And she's far more right-wing like us than she cares to admit, but she doesn't pull any punches. If it's poppycock, she puts a hammer right in it. She doesn't give a damn which side of the aisle they're from. In other words, she's probably, except for the fact that the company exists on finding the out-of-the-way news and getting it to people, to their subscribers, she's probably the nearest thing we have left to an honest journalist in the industry. You know, a journalist is not supposed to do anything but report the facts, don't color them, don't change them, and all are jackass. But I haven't seen a reporter working for a mainline newspaper, radio station, or anybody in the last 40 years that did that. Hell, even David Brinkley was caught fudging the news.
Was that sent out today, Bobby?
Yeah, it was sent out less than a half hour ago. Look for the Accurian.
Okay, what I'm showing. What I'm showing is Wake Up Democracy, Gingrich charge, and state officials' evidence. I'm not showing anything else.
Yeah, the other one is 911's not over yet.
I didn't see that
okay,
one.
Okay, I don't have that.
I don't have that one either, Bobby.
No, please.
Okay, let me go check.
Please resend. Going back on mute.
Okay. I got all of mine in.
Hi, this is Coco, and I'm going on mute.
Okay, honey. Clear here. Stand by. We'll try it one more round. This is heads up. 911 isn't over yet.
Bingo. I got it.
Get the page, too. Well, these pages will disappear. Put them someplace.
I got it now.
I just got it.
I got it.
Everybody get the other one about Gingrich charge of the socialist America confirmed. Democracy is socialism, dummy.
I did.
Yeah, I got those.
Yes.
Dusty got it.
Yep, got those.
This poor world we've got in it. But we're going to get some rehearsals in and how to do something about some of that.
Bobby, I can just barely hear you.
Let me see if my volume is up. Well, volume's up there. Let me see if I can do a bitter tag on the microphone and get it hanging better.
Someone's not on mute.
I'm not on mute. Let me go on mute.
Oh, that got rid of some background noise. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you. Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. One of the things that we've got to do, get back to practicing what we do the same way. You drift off a little bit when you're in a group blast and it drags energy instead of creates it. In other words, you're getting 20% into the objective and losing 80% simply because you're not exactly on the same page with everybody else. So we're going to go back to some very basic drills, very basic things, so that we can do them. Stay the hell away from mirrors when you practice this stuff. That gets a little bit shaky. We'll have to do a package on mirrors one of these days. But in the meantime, we need everybody doing the same thing the same way. And the best way is just start at day one. All right, now everybody knows that you can throw energy off your fingers. The easiest thing in the world to do once you learn how to do it. And you can make it change traffic lights. There's a whole lot of shopping lists that goes with that one. trouble is everybody isn't doing it exactly the same way to get the same result. And we just need to get tighter as a team. So for those of you that's got hands free where you can, you've got one hand free, and that's all you're going to need. Take one hand, doesn't matter whether you pick up on a pinky or the palm of another hand, it really doesn't matter. The tip of the other finger is just as good as the palm of the hand. But we want to be able to fire in unison first by yourself. You just take your other hand, put your thumb down, and put your fingernails behind it so you can flick them off. Okay. Doesn't matter which hand. But I want you to do it on count to the tip of the finger or the palm of your other hand. Catch doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference in this case, at least at this point in time. Okay, everybody, get your flicker up, as we'll call it. Just take your thumb, fold the fingers down so that all of your fingernails are behind your thumb so you can put pressure on it, and then on my count, you let it go. We're going to count from three down to fire. It'll be a 3-2-1 fire. Okay, everybody ready? 3-2-1 fire. And you should have felt, even if you're a foot and a half or more away, you should have felt what feels like a little bit of blast of wind. Whether it be in the palm of your hand or on the tip of your finger, whatever you've used. And if you take your hand out and just do it, same distance, and fire it toward your face, just for the hell of it, flick your fingers, you don't feel anything. And your face is far more sensitive than your hands are. Now the reason, because one, you put energy in, the second one, you didn't. That's the difference. Okay, same thing again, into the palm of your hand or tip of your finger, whatever you want. On my command, 3-2-1, fire. Feel that flick of energy in your hand or on your fingertips? Now, that's the energy that you can throw any time, and it's unlimited. How much energy you can throw is a matter of your own expertise, as I'm going to show you here in a minute. Now, what I want you to do, we're going to do exactly the same drill again, but this time we're going to prep it with a hell of a lot more energy. And this will tell you whether you really have this down or you need to practice it. I want you to take a full image of yourself, the whole body. I want you to take all that energy, and it'll be sort of a grayish blue or a white to a blue or a white to a gray, depending on where your mind is set at the moment, and put all of that energy in the tips of your four fingers of the palm of your hand that you're doing the flicking with. Okay, get your other hand out or fingertip, whatever you're using, and count down and fire with me. Now, all right, so some of you dropped your image. That's okay. Let's put the image back. There we go. Okay, on my count, 3-2-1, fire. And you feel that one is a hell of a lot stronger. That one is a whole lot bigger wallop, simply because you put more energy in it to throw. That time you just took an etheric image of yourself, which is ectoplasm, I guess, for the want of a better term. But that's all it is. It doesn't amount to a hell of a lot. And it's easy to do, but you can increase your firepower by simply pulling up clods of energy like that. Now, we're going to do one a little bit stronger. Regardless of where you look on the planet, there are about 300 storms happening at any given time. When one burns out here, one is starting somewhere else. So there's about 300 of them around the world at any given time. Well, that's fine because those are very good energy sources. Now, what I want you to do is take anyone you can detect, and it doesn't matter where the hell it's from. It can be on the other side of the planet. Just find a storm. You'll find more of them over the oceans than you will over land. Find you a storm and take you a room-sized package out of it. Just energy and all. You want the water, you want the clouds, you want the electricity, the whole damn thing, wind, everything. If it's energy, you want it. Okay, everybody ready? Take it and put it in the tips of your fingers again, just like you did that light image of your body. There you go. Okay, now, on my count, 3, 2, 1, fire. And you'll notice that that one's got a bit more of a wallop to it. And it seems to be sharper, like it has more of an edge where it hit. Well, that's the nature of natural energy, shall we call it, floating out in the world at large or in creation at large, and that you take out of yourself. You'll notice that about the only difference, other than the size of the impact for some of you got about the same, is that the last one felt like it had a bit of an edge to it, like it hit more concentrated into one place, and that's natural for it to do that. That is exactly what you're looking for. That means you're on the right track. Now we're going to do a better one. And this is the one I want you to practice from now on. I want everybody to make themselves a sun link. Go up to the sun, all of it, and expand yourself to the same size the sun is. Well, that's about 850,000 miles in diameter, like a big ball. And for those of you that can sense it, you'll find that it's slightly flattened, at the poles, which just about every spinning object is. That's good. Now bring it back, a bright golden sun link, filling your whole body with it. Damn, that feels good. You ought to do that more often. Okay, now, without concentrating anything more than just what we did on the first shot, get your hands together. You don't have to concentrate anymore. All you've got now is that big sun link. And count it down with me. 3, 2, 1, fire. And that one feels like a shotgun blast. That's got energy scattered all over it. And you knew that half of what you threw went around your hand. Anybody having any trouble or finding any different sensations than the ones I'm describing? Now we're going to do a couple of things. This is where we get to playing dirty. But I want you to remember the sun link. Do the sun link in practice all the time. If you're not doing 25 of these a day, you're sloughing off. And it's going to catch up with you. You've got to practice them. You've got to rehearse them. Because that is your firepower. And each time, because this time you may be holding a phone in your hand or got one set by or something, at this time, you're a little bit restricted. When you're practicing by yourself, both hands are free. And you want to take energy from either hand and practice it right to left and left to right. You want that firepower to hit in your hand like a baseball. And I don't mean gentle. You want it to the point that you quit using your hand to stop it or to catch it, even sense it. To test it. And then I want you to start practicing on the world at large. Now that doesn't mean kill every driver above tires, because some driver may be caught in traffic as a result of some jackass a half a mile ahead. Discern it. It'll help your reading. You need to do that too. But then you find the jackass, put it on him. Just don't get somebody else hurt in the process. But you've got to practice on your own. You should be able to feel an impact. And when it gets up to where you start doing yourself physical sting and what have you, that's when you want to start practicing on somebody else. And you can put a hammer in their ass without any problem at all. And you can do it over television. We've done it. It works better live, but you can still hammer them backwards through videotape. You can still hammer them. You won't change the videotape to amount to anything or nothing that we could detect, but you see them come back from a tape run or something, and they have their goddamn Magord chuckled. We've done it. And of course, only to duly deserving people, mind you. And you can take a crowd and do the same thing. And if you take a crowd, use both hands. Get them all so you can spread it. Imagine if you had to paint at a distance and you had to be very precision in what you were drawing, even though it may be very large. The edges can't be splattered. They've got to be right there. And that's how you practice with both hands. And you will need this pizza firepower. These are very small bits. You're going to need them. They are the foundation blocks. And make no mistake, if you learn to do this and do it properly, I don't give a damn where the Nephilim or anybody else put you or try to put you. They cannot escape from you. I don't give a goddamn how much armor they put around binding you up or how much they put around protecting themselves. They cannot escape an Akurian. And you can't let them. The only way they can bind you is if you let them. And the reason is simple. The PKs have seals in their forehead. That gives them authority over everything that doesn't have a seal. Remember the old metaphysical teachings from to start with. The higher up you start something, it controls the plane below it. This is the same thing. A PK cannot be bound successfully except by the old man himself. If you'll surrender to it, then you will be. You can't be bound. You can probably be picking physically, you know, and put in a jail or dungeon some damn place. But the only thing that gives you is privacy to put the hammer to them. If you practice the firepower, just like this, start at the basics. I walk up through it. Of course, all the PKs right off of the bat can use sun links. But if you need to practice the lower ones first to get some impact so you can throw your own energy, do that. Rehearse it. But develop it and rehearse it. Practice it. You're going to need it. Hell itself is about to boil over this landscape. And we're the only fire extinguishers on the planet. I'd like to have more. We do not. So we're going to have to be the fire extinguishers. We're going to have to be the people that literally pound the living piss out of those who want to destroy the planet and everybody on it, or rule it to their own satisfaction. And we're not going to permit that. It's going to be ruled. It's going to be ruled by PKs that know what in the hell they're doing, that know justice when they see it, and how to administer it. and they're not dripping with honey for mercy this, mercy that, mercy for the other, for a no-good son of a bitch. Okay, do we have any questions about this part of the lesson? Okay. I'll take that as though everybody has it down pat. Well, I want you to be able to practice it any time you get a minute. It's the greatest practice in the world, and it will serve you very well. Now I'm going to teach you a thing called ranging. And ranging is hard to do, but you're going to need it. In the military, they teach you to range something by looking at a distance, cutting that in half, cut that distance in half, just select a point between there and here, wherever you are, and when you get it down, take how many times you've had to cut it, and when you get one that you know pretty much, this is now 100 feet, we've cut it 8 times. Okay, but that's 8 multiples. Your next one out would be 800 feet. The next time would be 64,000. You're following the bit of ranging. Well, it's an old military trick. It's been used for ages. We're going to do just about the same thing. But we're going to do it a hell of a lot more accurately, and it takes a lot of practice to get accurate. But you're going to need to know exactly a what and a where. And what I want you to do is take your hand, send a bolt of energy off your hand, just flat, palm up, to the nearest wall, let it hit, and bounce back. And the bounce back energy will tell you how far it is to the wall. It's not the impact energy coming out of your hand to the wall that gives you the information. It's the energy bouncing off the wall back to your hand, which you are directing, that tells you the distance. And that's a very critical point. Now, there is a way that you can just reach out and touch something, but you'll find out that in a lot of distance, and if it's a live entity or something, it's not very accurate. It takes about 10 times the energy to do it, and it's a tenth as accurate. So you take something, and it doesn't matter what it is or how big, and you arrange it with your hands. And no one will see you. As a matter of fact, when you're driving and you got a hand on a steering wheel, you can take your closed fist and range a vehicle ahead of you, even though it's moving, or a street sign, a traffic light, somebody standing on a sidewalk, a building, whatever you want. You can range it, and then you... If you're paying attention to something at a distance, look at your speedometer and get some tight numbers on it. Very easy to do that way and practice yourself. And in a house, range a wall. And once you know how far that wall is, pay attention to that impact as it returns. And if your wall is 12 feet from where you're practicing, 12 feet is going to be 12 feet regardless of what you're ranging. 15 feet is going to feel like 15. It's not going to change because this one's a tree and that one's an outhouse. That's not going to happen at all. You're going to read accurate distance. And you, if you want to refine it, and I recommend that you damn sure try, you can tell it right down to the micro inch if you want to. But that will give you an exacting distance. And what you want to do with that exacting distance is learn to link up with all of your other fellow PKs. Of course, you can do it with anybody on the planet. So a PK comes up missing, you can locate him. And you may already know exactly where they are because you know that there's only one thing, that distance. And unlike direction finding, it's on this side of the circle, so to speak. Direction finding is where you take a circle antenna. It looks just like a hoop. And when it lays exactly flat to the signal, that's when the signal will be the loudest. And if that thing is set on a big compass so you can read the bottom of it, it tells you that that signal is that way. But what it doesn't tell you is that if the signal is to the back side of the antenna, it doesn't tell you which side of the antenna is hitting it. So if you get somebody else at a distance and they get a range and you know which direction they are, then wherever the lines cross is where that signal source is. That's direction finding. It's a short, quick course, but that's how it works. We did an ass load of it over the ages, and ever since, I guess, radio ranging came in by Nikola Tesla sometime about 1900, God only knows how many shots we've made at it, but that was one of the things that I did constantly. I do reverse direction finding when we help measure the Earth. Now, what we're going to do is a little bit different. If you're looking 2 points off the north and you're reading somebody there, that's where they are. They're not behind you. They're directly ahead of you, or you wouldn't read the energy. You could go all other 360 degrees and not find a damn thing. So we have a bit of a heads up when we do our directioning, our finding, our ranging, if you want to call it that. And once we do that, make communication links with the other Acurians. Find out exactly where they are. And it's a little scary for some people. Of course, the Acurians are scary to the shitheads anyhow, and we don't care about that. But that means you can never be separated from the other Acurians once you learn to do it and they know how to do it. You can bat 1,000, but if the Acurian on the other end has got a case of hitters rectumitis, you'll know where they are, but you can't communicate with them. We should be able to communicate with each other in any combination without any electrical equipment at all. Do it mind-to-mind ranging. And when you can do that, you will be able to know exactly where somebody is. And when I say exactly, I'm talking about within a square inch between their feet. You'll know exactly where they are if you want to develop it to that point. And ranging, of course, is as simple as reaching out and hitting a wall. Remember, it's going to bounce back, and it's the bounce back that you feed. And when you're trying to read somebody, read an Acurian, it's the bounce back that gives them the information. If I'm standing here and I send Patrique a message, she can receive it. Well, that's coming one way from her point of view, from me to her. The reply is from her to me, but I will know when she read it by the bounce back. Her recognition right then will tell me that she got the message. That's how it works. And it's not easy. It's an absolute ball-busting practice to do, but we've got to do it. And you start with the first one. If you can't pick the energy and throw it into either hand and feel it, then start there. Because you're not going to get any of the rest of this until you can do that basic. It just flatly is not going to work for you. Okay, any questions? Okay. Now, another thing that you can do, and it's called remote viewing. It's worth learning to do it, but it gives you a great deal of intrusive capability that when you're using it against your enemy is priceless. But the rest of the time it lets you intrude on people and things. It's really none of your damn business. So do it judiciously. If you want to do a remote viewing, try it on any church, try it on any politician, any governmental office, jail, hold on yards, court, anything. Remote view those. They're just as viable objects. However, getting your own confirmation is the barrier at that point. So if you want to remote view something, take the street outside. You know what it looks like normally. Go view it. Just take a body out. Send it to where you want. It's your camera on scene. Let it tell you what is there. And if you see a strange car on the street or a car parked on the street that would normally be in a drive, go check it right then, see if you're right. But make the entity tell you, not the other way around. And once you can do that, you can send your little remote viewer camera anywhere. There's no place in creation beyond reach. You don't worry about speed of light because thought is faster than light without a time differential. Thought is the most magnificent creation of all of them. It can cross creation and never disrupt the time that it takes to do it, nor does it have to put up with any inaccuracy at all. Thought is an absolutely incredible point. There's an old Jewish saying that so a man thinketh, so he is. In other words, if he thinks like an idiot, that's exactly what he's going to be, and that's true. But you can take an Akurian, and we're mostly learning how to unthink the things we were taught. We're throwing a lot of stuff in the trash that we were born and raised with. And as with everybody else, so were they. The difference is we're catching up with it, and we're saying, no, absolutely not. We've had enough. We want to know more. And that's where we are. So when you're doing ranging, if you can get the basics down and moving the energy to start with off your hands, out of yourself, then use a Sunlink. I recommend all of our PKs use Sunlinks. But if you got to practice the lesser ones, then do the practice on the lesser ones until you can get it up to handle a Sunlink. You're not going to over-practice anything. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I got one. I don't know if it's the right time for this question, but I got one.
Okay.
This is Kitty, for whoever doesn't know. The question is, all of these techniques, I guess, and skill development, abilities and such, what do you think about creating a list of invocations to enhance us as a group? I've mentioned it 100 times. Do it on your own. Invoke yourself to power. But, you know, I don't know if that's working.
Well, it seems to be. Not working as well as I would like. But batting 1,000 wouldn't satisfy me, so don't let that one hold you back.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of a list for, you know, a 5-minute run to invoke ourselves as a group or as a team.
Well, you can do that. If anyone remembers what I said earlier, that's why I put everybody in a team mode, so everybody would fire into their palm of their other hand at the same time. That's pretty much what we've done.
Who's still there?
Getting an invocation put together. Hello. So that we can go, say, to the moon and back, or to the sun and back, and make a perfect sun link on each of them. We can write those up. I'll get it written up. We'll probably have it for next week.
Well, something along the lines of, you know, using the words "I am," those are the creative, creative words.
Yeah.
And based on some of my Silva training, I am able to always sense another Acurian presence.
Mm-hmm.
I am able to accurately discern Acurian telepathy, or, you know, I'm just saying.
Right. And we have to get ourselves up to that point where that is what we do.
Well, if we invoke it as a group, then we can also set up a time. Say, at 12 o'clock, Pete, I'm sending you a message. And then feedback, did you get it? And what'd you get? You know, there's ways to have that feedback. Rosie, I'm going to hit you at 4:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. And then you write me an email what you got.
Yeah, those kind of practices are what you're going to get to at some point in time anyhow. It is only a matter of time until that is exactly what you're going to be doing. Unless you intend to fail.
Well, not me. I do not intend to fail. Yeah, I intend to win. I don't even just intend to. I will win.
That's the game. If you take the basic practices and everybody rehearse them, practice them all the time until you find yourself doing it for the hell of it. It's like the like it, don't like it, so that you know which thoughts are yours. That has to be a permanent habit like breathing. And so do these practices. They have to be perfect habits, for the want of a better term. So that when you do take a note of somebody, or one of our people is in any kind of a distress, automatically we know. We know what, we know when, and in a microsecond we can damn well find out where, and we can start putting energy to them that are on scene, because they'll have a better handle of what in the hell is happening and be there in absolute firepower support, even though we're 1,000 miles apart. That we can do, and that we better know how to do. Because let me tell you, the hell that's coming on this planet is a whole lot worse than anything painted in Dante's Inferno. That you could take to the bank. Okay, any other questions? I'll be glad to walk you through the procedures again if you want them.
I was knocked out on that last part.
I didn't understand you. What, Ernie?
I dropped out on the last part.
Oh. Well, we were just rehearsing the fact that we need to have all of our people up on the same mental plane, I guess you'd call it, so that we can communicate with one another without any problem at all. And when you're rehearsing with one another, make it a point, like Kitty said, to send someone a message at a given time. You know when the time is going to be. That's the only heads up you'll have. But what was the message? What did I send you? And don't send them a book. Send them three or four words. And believe it or not, you're going to be surprised how quick you can learn to read that stuff. And you're going to need it. It is only a matter of time until you're going to need it. You're going to need it desperately.
Bobby.
Yes.
Excuse me. Dusty, you mentioned that anybody want to go through it again. I do.
Okay. Okay,
I'd like to go through it again. It's not that I didn't grasp. It's not that I didn't grasp it completely.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's
start with the Sunlink, unless somebody else wants to start with the basics.
Okay. But if you don't have the basic down, you can't make the Sunlink work. Okay, everybody,
I got the basics down.
Yeah. You're due for the second Sunlink. Everybody get prepared. Get a body up. And head for the sun. By the way, you can actually feel that thing roar. You can't hear it because there's no air, but you can sure feel it. And when you dive into it, go all the way to the center and then expand your consciousness out the full length of the sun. It's about 840,000 miles, but there's flames 10,000 mile high coming off of it. So it's a pretty good sized chunk of fire, a bit more than you would need for a cigarette lighter. Now, pull the energy of the sun and bring it back, and it'll look just like a golden drop or string of syrup when it comes back. And put yourself back in your body. Now you should have a body that is glowing with golden sun energy. That's pretty damn good. Okay. Now, with your fingers, and don't put all that sun energy in your fingertips. Just take that, and on my count, that's right, put your fingers down behind your thumb again. You're going to flick it. On my count, flick what energy is there into the palm of your hand or the finger, whatever you're targeting. On my count, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ooh, ouch. I did myself across the board on that. Ouch. Anyhow, unless you did it stupid like I just did, you should have felt that energy almost like catching a handful of BBs at one time. Very powerful energy. And it covers a great deal of territory. Now, I want you to do one other thing before we shut this thing down. If you've got that one handled, take both hands, now that you're full of sun energy, and if you can, even if you have to listen to what I'm going to tell you, then put your phones down and do it. And you can do this on your own count. Rub your hands together till you feel that sun energy link up with itself. And then take your hands and wipe your face over your head and down the back of your neck and put that energy in your head. Okay, everybody got it? Put your phone down and pick them back up if you have to, because you need both hands to do it. And put the sun energy literally right in your face and over your head and down the back of your neck. Excellent. Now you know exactly what sun energy should feel like. You can sense it. Even when you walk out in the sun again, it's going to feel different. That's a hell of a charge, isn't it? For something that simple. But you got to have your body filled with sun energy to do it, or it won't work. Okay, if that's it, we've had about 45 minutes or there of practice and what have you. That great scraping sound you hear is me. Are there any final questions? Okay. Call your names and as you check out for the recording, and we can start going about other business for our evening.
Giddy-up.
Okay.
Rosie.
Good night.
Rosie checking out.
Good night, honey.
Dusty out.
Good night, babe.
Andy checking out.
Mm-hmm.
Checking out.
Coco.
Good night,
Coco
babe.
Out. Coco out.
Pete out.
Is anybody else in?
Nope.
Yeah, Coco, I didn't know if it was coming through. Coco's out.
Okay, honey.
Anybody else?
Not that I know of. That should be the limit, baby.
Okay, let me make sure I get the number right.